And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 24th of December. December 24th is National Consumer Rights Day. Most countries have laws that guarantee the right of consumers to be protected from dishonest and misleading marketing of the products they buy. Consumer rights in the context of animal agriculture involve the right to be accurately informed about farming practices and animal welfare standards, and to not be misled by marketing claims. However, animal agriculture companies often use vague, unregulated terms and idyllic images of animals in green pastures to appeal to consumers who are concerned about animal welfare. The reality is that most animals raised for food, even with these labels, live on crowded factory farms and are subject to standard industry practices that many consider inhumane. Many well-intentioned people have growing concerns for the welfare of these animals. Most who live in deplorable conditions suffer from diseases that are left untreated and are killed at a fraction of their lifespan, and wonder if purchasing products with humane labels, such as organic, free-range, or grass-fed, offer a better option to conventionally raised meat. Unfortunately, they do not. Companies and advertisers take advantage of consumers' worry for animals raised for food by creating upcharged, deceptive certifications and labels. Regardless of an animal's enclosure increasing in size or what food they eat, animals in the food industry will spend their lives in fear, suffer mutilations, and be slaughtered at a young age. Most animals from deceptively labeled farms will end up at conventional slaughterhouses alongside animals raised in factory farms. Consumers are increasingly concerned about animal wellness and desire more transparent, humane options, leading to legal challenges against producers for misrepresentation. A significant issue for consumers is humane washing, where food labels use vague terms like natural, free-range, or humane that often lack clear legal definitions or independent verification, leading consumers to believe the animals were treated better than they actually were. Federal law currently affords minimal protection for farmed animals in life or in slaughter, contributing to this confusion. Consumer protection lawsuits have become an important tool for animal welfare advocates to hold producers accountable for false advertising. While these lawsuits don't directly address animal treatment, they challenge companies on the claims they make about that treatment. The term humane is largely unregulated by the USDA, allowing companies to define humane as they see fit, often without independent verification or meaningful improvement over standard practices. The terms free-range or cage-free often means a small door in an enclosed area with unspecified size, quality, or amount of time required for outdoor access. These animals are still crammed into large warehouses. We know that there is no humane way to imprison, exploit, and murder. Animal agriculture should not be claiming that they are doing these things humanely. The publication of the Vegan Starter Kit, Everything You Need to Know About Plant-Based Eating by Neil Barnard, was on this day in 2018. Leading medical authority Neil Barnard, MD, FACC, shows you how to put the power of a vegan diet to work with an easy step-by-step approach. Many are looking to adopt a more healthful diet, but may have questions like, how do I plan a vegan meal? Is protein an issue? How do I make it work if I don't cook? Which are the best choices at restaurants? In the Vegan Starter Kit, Neil Barnard, perhaps the world's most respected authority on vegan diets, answers your questions and gives you everything you need to put vegan power to work. You'll learn how to ensure complete nutrition and get quick reference charts for calcium sources, tips for modifying your favorite recipes, and examples of quick and easy meals. Everything you need for permanent weight control and dramatically better health is presented. The Vegan Starter Kit also includes information on healthy eating in childhood, pregnancy, and other stages of life, and a complete set of basic meals, holiday feasts, snacks, among many other features. And here's a poem for today, Winter by Eliza Cook. We know 'tis good that old winter should come, roving a while from his Lapland home, 'Tis fitting that we should hear the sound of his reindeer sledge on the slippery ground, for his wide and glittering cloak of snow protects the seeds of life below. Beneath his mantle are nurtured and born the roots of the flowers, the germs of the corn. The whistling tone of his pure, strong breath rides purging the vapors of pestilent death. I love him, I say, and avow it again, for God's wisdom and might show well in his train. But the naked, the poor, I know they quail with crouching limbs from the biting gale. They pine and starve by the fireless hearth and weep as they gaze on the frost-bound earth. Stand nobly forth, ye rich of the land, with kindly heart and bounteous hand. Remember 'tis now their season of need, and a prayer for help is a call ye must heed. A few of thy blessings, a tithe of thy gold, will save the young and cherish the old. 'Tis a glorious task to work such good. Do it, ye great ones, ye can and ye should. He is not worthy to hold from heaven the trust repose, the talents given, who will not add to the portion that's scant in the pinching hours of cold and want. Oh, listen in mercy, ye sons of wealth, basking in comfort and glowing with health. Give whate'er ye can spare, and be ye sure he serveth his Maker who aideth the poor. Eliza Cook's Winter. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that God is blessed when we help animals.